Welcome to Centering Prayer Meditation. This week we will conclude our series of meditations from Song of Songs, the Passion Translation. So the aim of our session today is to join with God's presence through silent meditation, to deepen that intention through breath, image or word, and to practice ways to allow yourselves to become one with God and to experience through spiritual growth a response from God's presence at an individual, heartfelt level. And this is the heart of centering prayer. The verses that will form our meditation words today are from Song of Songs, chapter 8, verse 5, and verses 10 to 14b. And they were written by King Solomon, King of Israel, who reigned between 970 and 931 BC. The Passion Translation's aim is to translate the meaning, not merely the words, from the original text, and to express the life-changing message of God's Word, which is God's passion for people and His world. First in the series, which are on the Carmelite website, we saw that the Shulamite or Bride's Journey, which is our journey, begins this amazing allegory with Jesus, the Shepherd King, as the groom. So last week, the development in the bride, and this week we conclude with the maturity of the bride, now called the Shulamite Bride, in unison with the groom, who is now called the Bridegroom King. So what to listen for in the chosen meditation words today? Well, the reference to the king's vineyard is a picture of the church, the called out multitude. So let's begin our reflection to lead us into our period of silence. The Bridegroom King. Who is this one? Look at her now. She arises out of her desert, clinging to her beloved. When I awakened you under the apple tree, as you were feasting upon me, I awakened your innermost being with the travail of birth, as you longed for more of me. The Shulamite Bride. But now I have grown and become a bride, and my love for him has made me a tower of passion and contentment for my beloved. I am now a firm wall of protection for others, guarding them from harm. This is how he sees me. I am the one who brings him bliss, finding favor in his eyes. My Bridegroom King has a vineyard of love made from a multitude of followers. His caretakers of this vineyard have given my beloved their best. But as for my own vineyard of love, I give it all to you forever, and I will give you double honor to those who serve my beloved and have watched over my soul. My beloved, one with me in my garden, how marvelous that my friends, the brides-to-be, now hear your voice and song. Let me now hear it again. The Bridegroom and the Bride in Divine Duet. We will dance in the high place of the sky, yes, on the mountains of fragrant spice, forever we shall be united as one. So just relax now in body and mind and slow your breathing and enter your meditation. Just centering yourself in your will and intention on feasting on Jesus, allowing yourself to hear God's voice and song, forever united as one. So just spend some 5 to 10 minutes in silence with an open heart. Let any image or word guide you, center you, as you simply sit in the Bridegroom King's presence. Let's begin.